This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
If you head to the beach in Santa Barbara this summer, you may stumble upon an outdoor display by world-renowned artist Tom Fruin. His brightly colored sculptures, made out of reclaimed plexiglass, bring a new perspective to common shapes and designs. And aiming to bring new perspectives through public art is what the Santa Barbara County Office of Arts and Culture is all about. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, Beth Thornton has more.
Artist Tom Fruin grew up on the beaches of Southern California, studied at UC Santa Barbara, and now lives in Brooklyn. He says his sculptures are meant to be near water.
Something about the light near the water and the reflectiveness, and of course, you know, being from California, the ocean is really what I consider home.
Fruin is known for creating large public art displays that transform ordinary shapes, houses, water towers, windmills, into something new and thought-provoking. His preferred material is salvaged plexiglass. He gathers colorful scraps and welds them together into new designs.
Using materials that I've found around town has always been my mode. I think because I'm a little bit scrappy, it's free, it's abundant, and I'm inspired by my surroundings.
One Santa Barbara local who saw Fruin's exhibit called Camouflage House, currently at Arroyo Borough Beach, had this to say about the sculpture.
I love the concept that it's made from recycled products, and, you know, that's really good to utilize that in a positive, you know, productive way.
Camouflage House is making a temporary stop in Santa Barbara on a California tour. The sculpture is in the shape of a house, but it's not hard to find, not hidden as the name implies. Local beachgoers are sure to see the kaleidoscopic installation set between palm trees as they make their way to the sand. Fruin says he used the word camouflage because the house has two different faces depending on where you look.
So if you go to the warmer side, if that were to blend in better, you could go to the cooler, greener, bluer side if that would work. But to be honest, they both are outrageously colorful, so you'll never truly blend in.
Sarah York Rubin directs the Santa Barbara County Office of Arts and Culture. She partnered with the county parks to bring Fruin's sculpture to Arroyo Borough Beach with its sightline to UCSB's Campus Point.
We try to do a deep local element to all of the art that we produce and host. And he went to UCSB.
The County Office of Arts and Culture contracts with the City of Santa Barbara and the State of California to provide art services to the community. There's also a Percent for the Arts program, which allocates 1% of capital construction project budgets to the fund for temporary and permanent exhibits. York Rubin says there's a lot to consider when placing sculptures around town. They must be at easily accessible, safe locations, and in the time of COVID-19, outdoors with plenty of room for distancing.
As we look at ways of engaging with people, this seemed like a very accessible way to do it, just knowing that there's a large block of space.
Fruin's exhibits rely heavily on colors blending with natural light, so what you see in the morning is different from what you see later in the day. That's especially true in Santa Barbara, when summer mornings are often gray, followed by bright, sunny afternoons. Solar lights illuminate the structure at night. After years of experience, Fruin knows that his public exhibits evoke a variety of reactions, from playful to meditative.
Look around and maybe just take a moment. Take yourself out of everything that's going on and just sit with it and experience it.
Following its time at Arroyo Borough Beach, Camouflage House will move to Santa Barbara's Ealings Park later in the summer. You can also find photos and a coloring page for kids on the County Arts and Culture website. For the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton, reporting in Santa Barbara.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Shanbrom Family Foundation.